Hello and welcome. In the studio tonight with me, Lop Akotari, are Pokey Lafarge and the South City Three. Here's a little taste of what's to come. Pour yourself a sifter of whiskey, put on that smoking jacket and slippers, and sit back in your armchair for the sound of the 20s. The 2000s, that is. Pokey Lafarge and the South City Three with a song he penned himself, Drinking Whiskey Tonight.
Get your buddies and sweetie to God if you said you do. We drinking whiskey tonight. We got the picking for your party of blue. The town got something we could use. When can you live now? If not this night, I mean. We drinking whiskey tonight. Like she's bourbon with a little bit of ice and water bartender. She likes it now with a little. Like we all drink together, better come on. And then pass that thumb around. You can get anything that you want, don't you see? Just come and get it while you get good company. I got a little girl on my left, a sweet little woman down here on my right. We're drinking whiskey tonight, yeah.
Drinking whiskey tonight here in the studio with Pokey Lafarge and the South City Three. And apart from sharing many words of wisdom with me, I'm hoping that Pokey will tell me where he got his name from. Heading down memory lane, this one. In session tonight, we've got Pokey Lafarge and the South City Three. They opened the show for us tonight with an invitation to partake in a wee dram of whiskey, and they're going to continue now with a number penned by early 20th century American songwriter Fred Rose, Devil Ain't Lazy.
2, 3, and...
The devil ain't lazy,
no siree.
Roams around with sticks and stones, passing out his moans and groans. The devil ain't no lazy bone.
He works 24 hours a day.
The devil ain't lazy,
no siree.
The devil ain't lazy,
no siree.
likes to see us fighting fuss. Makes us mean enough to cuss. Plenty blames it all on us.
He works 24 hours a day.
Travels like a lightning streak, and he strikes from town to town. If he gets you when you're weak, he can tell your prey how to die. Ah, the devil ain't lazy.
No siree.
I said the devil ain't lazy.
No siree.
Tells us he won't hurt a fly. Then he makes us steal and lie. Keeps us sinning until we die.
He works 24 hours a day.
Each night, he has the folks in all for fright. I know he does it just for spite.
He works 24 hours a day.
I said the devil ain't lazy.
No siree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No siree.
He tells us how to find success. I know you wind up in distress. Mr. Devil, I said he is an awful mess.
He works 24 hours a day.
He likes to see things scorch and burn, so don't make no excuse. If he catches you, he'll turn you any way but loose. Devil ain't lazy.
Oh, no, siree.
I said,
not
a devil ain't lazy.
No, siree.
So if you think you're strong and brave, smart enough to not behave, you've got one foot in the grave.
You work 24 hours a day. You work 24 hours a day. You work 24 hours a day. You work 24 hours a day.
The devil ain't lazy, and by the sounds of it, he's got a real skip in his step. Pokey Lafarge and the South City Three, taking us through perhaps a day in the life of the devil. And Pokey has joined me here at the table with Ryan Koenig, who's going to be playing washboard later on, which I'm looking forward to. But Pokey, the first, I've got to ask you this. Who, what, when, where, why was the name Pokey bestowed upon you?
Pokey was a nickname that was dubbed by my mother at a young age, and it kind of just stuck, if you will.
But what does she mean by it?
Well, yeah, I guess I should specify. You know, we're over here in England and everything. Back home in the United States, we if you couldn't already tell, obviously, Pokey can mean a number of things. But Pokey can also mean, you know, hurry up, Pokey. You know, you're lagging behind, kind of thing. You know, as a little kid, you're dragging along. And as a little kid, I always had a bad attention span. So say I was walking around in the store and
kicking stones and just
generally lagging behind. But you know, because I was trying to, you know, ditch mom. You know.
But how did you get into this kind of music that you play?
I got into this music when I was young, about 13. I was hanging out at a pizza shop back in Bloomington, Illinois, known as Normal, Illinois.
The town was called
Normal, Illinois. That's where I went to high school, and there was a pizza shop there called Jake's. And it was full with blues murals all up there. And he played nothing but the old blues in there. And I was already kind of into the history from my grandfather, Civil War history and World War II history. He was a World War II vet. And I always kind of had an eye towards the past. So when I heard that music, that set me on my way. And there's a lot more to tell, but the rest is history.
Were you learning music at school? Or
no, I wasn't learning music. You know, all my friends were playing, but I didn't want to start playing because everybody else was doing it.
We had music at our school.
Yeah.
South City 3, we all went to high school together, and we had a guitar class that allowed us to skip every other class just to go play guitar or sleep and wake up and play guitar or the reverse. But, yeah, that was about the only kind of education that we had, but we were all in it together.
But you're all in St. Louis.
I grew up in Illinois, and I grew up in St. Louis together. But no, I didn't get to St. Louis until 4 years ago. You know, once I graduated high school, I left the Midwest and went out west to Oregon, and I started traveling around, hitchhiking and stuff like that. And a couple of years till I found my way back to the Midwest.
But singing along the way, was that how you made your money?
Yeah, busking on the street when I started playing music at 17. And
that's how we met. He was playing on the street. And
North Carolina.
Me and Joey's old band had a day off, and Asheville, North Carolina, and ran into him and had some beer on a lake.
I moved back to Kentucky after North Carolina, and then eventually moved to St. Louis, and we started playing together.
Were you all playing the same kind of music? Anyway?
No, not at, no. At the time, I was playing something that I would describe as Chuck Berry and the Ramones.
And that is not something I would have seen as a segue into the music that you're doing now.
You should have seen me back in the day. But, me and Joey, the upright player, we were in that band, but he was playing drums and I was playing guitar and singing it at the time.
This next song that you're going to play is My Baby's Got a Knack.
Yeah.
Tell me something about it.
Baby's Got a Knack is a new song. It's not recorded yet, but I'm very happy about this tune. It's a nice tune, dynamic with all the band here, having our own little strong representation from each band member on this one. Song I wrote for my girl. Got out of a pretty bad relationship before I was with her, and then I got with her, and she made everything all right, that kind of thing. So My Baby's Got a Knack is written to my current girl.
2, 3, and... I'm overcome by sad memory. How that spring's come around. But this was a time that old girl of mine last year put me down. But I'd be a fool to worry all summer long. You can wear your heart on your sleeve, but you'll forever grieve until you decide to move on. But now I got me a new baby, I declare that she's the best I've ever had. She's given me reasons to embrace the season, so springtime doesn't seem so bad. Oh, my baby's got a knack, and I'd never give it back to return to the life that I once knew. Drinking booze from 3 to 3, running around so foolishly, just ways to make it through the night. But my baby's got a knack for making everything feel alright. When I come home from work, you know I do feel alone. There's sweet potato pie with lemonade on the side to welcome me back home. When a thought does escape me, trying to recall the old times, it could be a number or a name, but she remembers the same, for she always knows what's on my mind. There's a story that we're writing, well, we are always on the same page, but a happy end there should be with that good God and me. So I am proud to say, oh, my baby's got a knack, and I'd never give her back to return to the life that I once knew. Drinking booze from 3 to 3, running around so foolishly, just ways to make it through the night. Oh, but my baby's got a knack for making everything feel alright. Give it back to return to the life that I once knew.
drinking booze from 3 to 3, running around so foolishly, just ways to make it through the night. Oh, but my baby's got a knack for making everything feel all right. Yes, my baby's got a knack for making everything feel all right.
Sweet Potatoes, Lemon Pie and his woman, Pokey Lafarge, singing about his sweetheart's knack of keeping him centred in this world. More from Pokey, Ryan, Adam and Joey, the South City Three, in about 20 minutes' time. And here to strike another kind of old-time, new-time music is Pokey Lafarge and the South City Three again. This is another Lafarge original, Walk Away Out of This Town.
1, 2, 3... Biggest heart in the world. You can be the strongest man on earth, but when a woman tells you she don't love you no more, it will really make you question your worth. This day is horrible, days almost done. So let the cruel, cruel night begin. You can turn the page on my lover, because there's a brand new chapter being written. Back my kingdom,
give it back.
I said, give me back my crown. You can take a pen off my best shoe, baby. Walk your way out of this town. And you say that I'm the one who's lost. Yes, and that I have some things to figure out. Well, but you're the one who left me to go sit alone in your room to pout. You see me losing in your sleep.
No, man, no.
You think that I miss you?
No, not at all.
But the only thing keeping me from moving on is the fact that I had to see that English woman at all. Well, give me back my kingdom.
Give it back.
I said, give me back my crown. You can take a pen off my best shoe, baby. Walk your way out of this town.
Oh, walking on.
I love it. She can take your best pair of shoes and walk her way out of this town.
Yeah.
Smiling in the face of what? A broken relationship. Pokey Lafarge.
Right.
Joey Glynn on bass. Adam Hoskins, guitar and vocals. Ryan Koenig on harmonica and vocals. The South City Three. And their own brand of early jazz, swing, ragtime, country, blues and swing. But thankfully for us, Pokey, you've called this Riverboat Soul. Shorter, sweeter. And it kind of fits. How did it come about?
It's just a mix of a lot of different genres, you know. It's the same thing with bluegrass music or with western swing down in the Texas music. It's just an amalgam of a lot of different things. the purveyors of those two genres, respectively, Bill Monroe, Bluegrass, and Milton Brown, Western Swing, they wanted to play a lot of different kinds of styles of music, specifically with Milton Brown's case. He wanted to play jazz, but they were a string band, and I respect them because they didn't let their instrumentation, which you would say was not a traditional instrumentation for jazz, keep them back from playing jazz. I like jazz. I like Western Swing, ragtime, country blues, all different kinds of folk music and whatnot. And we have definitely a non-traditional instrumentation in for playing a lot of those genres. But it's all part of creating something new.
You've got some great guitars here. The one you're playing is...
I have a silver tone from the 50s, and Adam is playing a K from the 40s.
It just adds to that whole sound
they have
that you're
sound.
Trying to...
Yeah, new guitars are just too bright, and they don't have the right sound. A lot of guitars these days are dreadnoughts, and they didn't make dreadnoughts back in the 20s and 30s, they made parlor guitars and archtops, which just so happened to be my favorite sounding guitars, and those were the guitars used on that music. Of course, you can't take that; they're connected. You can't take one away from the other. So
do you think of yourself as a bit of a purist, perhaps?
I would say kind of a purist to a certain extent, but I definitely more so just. I want to make sure that I'm speaking the language. I'm making sure that I'm keeping the roots alive.
That's all
showing.
Cohesive,
maybe
right.
A traditionalist.
And making sure that I'm, but at the same time, creating something new, because the only way the best music was ever created by somebody taking chances and pushing the boundaries a little bit. Those people that I mentioned, Bill Monroe and Jimmy Rogers and Milton Brown, I mean, they single-handedly almost created genres. I mean, that's a big thing, you know? Not many people can say that. But they did it by taking the stuff that was there and putting their own spin on it, you know, being artists. So that's the goal, trying to create a new sound, and whether it be Riverboat Soul or whatever the heck people want to call
it. It's a great name for the kind of music.
I didn't dub it,
your music really has this sense of travel in it. I mean, it has real movement, and it's great because it just sort of just kicks and swings along.
That's nice of you to say. I'm glad we kick and swing along. Yeah, we kick along, too. We get out there, so...
So this last song that you guys are going to play for us is Ain't the Money, and Ryan's going to get out his washboard. So tell us a little bit about your washboard. It's not 1950s.
The actual board piece may be that old. I mean, there's only one modern company that still even makes a washboard because the popularity of washing your clothes on a washboard has declined severely since the advent
the
of the mechanical
these
washing
days.
Machine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you pretty much, you go,
so.
They tell me. But apparently you go...
He's a purist.
Yeah, no, you go to a flea market, you go to an estate sale, and you find an old one, and you get it, and then you start adding things to it if you want to make it like mine. Back in the day, there was some people that played them just basic and naked, but there was a lot of people that added all kinds of bells and whistles and horns and jinglers. And,
did you say they played the washboard naked?
Yeah, well, because you're washing your clothes while you're learning to play it, so, you know.
And, of course, you've only got the one set of clothes.
Yeah, but it helps you feel really free, and that's how the washboard playing really came about,
give rhythm to
it. I suggest any aspiring musicians out there to learn your instrument naked in your house. And, you know, and if you live in St. Louis... In the summertime, you have no choice but to be naked
really
because it's so hot.
So
this next song you're going to play, fully clothed, I might add, is called Ain't the Money. It's a new one?
Yes, it's a new one written by with words inspired by my mother. She said, when I left home at 17, if you can't make money, I hope you make friends.
Oh.
Good words to live by if you're a musician.
Told me lots of things to carry me on my way, but above all the things that I best recall, for you friends I will say, if you can't make money,
if you can't make money,
and you better make friends,
then you better make friends.
And if you can't make up your mind about one thing at a time, she said, hell what a boy has done. Take your time.
I got the message. I heard the word about the money, pals, and all them pretty gals.
Showing up for me, I got you 2 out of 3. You know it ain't money.
want the chance, you gotta make it or take it, but don't waste it. You're only giving one shimmy, man. Go on, just shake it. Oh, but don't break it now. See somebody walking down the road with their head hanging low. Go on and tell them, boys, you can't make money.
If you can't make money,
yes, then you better make friends.
And you better make friends.
And if you can't make up your mind about one girl at a time, she said, hell with a boy, yes, no. Take your time. I got the message. I heard the word about the money, how, and all them pretty gals showing up for me. I got just two out of three, and you know one ain't money.
Oh, I know, man. Why don't you tell me again?
I'm gonna do it. I got the message. I heard the word about the money, how, and all them pretty gals showing up for me. I got just two out of three, you know one ain't money.
Ain't the money. Well, I think that Pokey's music is right on the money there. Frankly, he's got it all. Money, pals and girls. Top Cat, Pokey Lafarge, singing and playing on some seriously old guitars. Ryan Koenig on a fairly old washboard, drums, harmonica and vocals. Adam Hoskins on guitar and Joey Glynn on bass. They will be back, I'm sure, touring the UK sometime in the near future. So do go and see them, Pokey Lafarge and the South City Three. You won't be disappointed.